The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is calling for a new territorial approach to agriculture and food systems, according to a new report released today. The Food Agency highlights estimate that by 2020, the global population of people aged between 15 and 24 years is expected to grow by about 100 million to 1.3 billion. And almost all of that increase will take place in sub-Saharan Africa, mostly in rural areas. According to the State of Food and Agriculture 2017 report, targeting policy support and strategically investing in rural areas will be highly critical in countries where industrial and service sector transformations have lagged or stalled. It is noted that this is where demographic growth will see massive numbers of people entering the job market in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia in particular. To elaborate more on this is Andrea Cattaneo, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Cattaneo, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, thank you.
Based on FAO's analysis, how would you describe what's happening in these areas?
The main thing is essentially that the poverty rates are not declining in any meaningful way, especially when compared with East Asia and Southeast Asia. Just to give you a sense of the magnitude of the difference, in the early 90s, all these regions had about 18 to 20% of the population above the poverty line. Today, East Asia and Southeast Asia, that number has grown to 78% of the population, whereas in sub-Saharan Africa, it's around 26%. Now, changes are happening in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. For example, we have that the population employed in agriculture is decreasing, as it has in other parts of the world, through development. However, the people leaving agriculture and leaving rural areas are entering kind of low-skilled, informal service sector jobs. So this is a big difference compared to past development paths, where through industrialization, people were entering more into the manufacturing sector. And finally, in sub-Saharan Africa especially, but also in South Asia, the population is still growing. And so that is another aspect to be taken into account in terms of absorbing these youth into the labor market.
What are some potential solutions for these issues?
Well, one of the other big changes that is happening all around the world, but also in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, is urbanization. With urbanization also comes an opportunity for rural areas. You have that incomes are growing, that there's a change in diets, so that people in urban areas tend to have a more diverse diet, less staples, more vegetables, meat, fish, and also more processed food. So to give a sense of the importance of the urban demand, it covers about 70% of the food supply in developing countries, even in countries that have, let's say, a large share of a population that is rural. So the report essentially says that tapping into this growing domestic demand will offer a big opportunity for farmers, but that this is not going to be automatic. Another major point that is being made in the report is that it's not just about agriculture, but the broader food system for generating employment. So you were asking in your question about these 100 million youth that will be entering the job market, and it's likely that these jobs are not going to be in agriculture. They're going to be in the non-farm sector. So such areas such as food processing will be an important part of that, logistics and all that. It's going beyond the farm. And hence the title, which is Leveraging Food Systems for Inclusive Rural Transformation, thinking about food system as a way to improve the livelihoods of people in the countries that are still lagging behind.
What needs to be done going forward?
Big part of the question is, how do we replicate the success of East Asia and Southeast Asia in lifting people out of poverty? Also because these were processes that lifted people out of poverty, not just in urban areas, but also in rural areas. So it's this kind of combination and interactions between the rural side and the urban side. So in a sense, how will these additional 100 million people be brought into the labor market? And, you know, investing in all dimensions of a food system is one aspect that follows directly from what I said. But thinking only about the food system and meeting urban demand will not necessarily be enough in terms of poverty reduction. The bottom line is that really one has to invest in rural areas, but keeping in mind how these are connected or not connected to the surrounding urban centers. So just to give you an example, I mean, half of the global population lives in or in the proximity of cities and towns of less than 500,000 people. And this is a little bit the angle that is taken by the report, that one has to take a broader territorial development approach. approach. So the report proposes a balanced mix of infrastructure development and policy interventions across what we call the rural-urban spectrum. So going from the small, very small towns and rural areas to the large cities, it's becoming increasingly a continuum as opposed to kind of a rural-urban dichotomy. So how all of these different spaces are connected. So a big part of that is infrastructure for food value chains, but also to connect these rural areas to cities and towns, creating also these opportunities that go beyond the farm. But the broader territorial focus is also important. I mean, in terms of not just infrastructure, but thinking about the economic, the social, and the political connections that rural areas have with the surrounding urban centers.
Mr. Cattaneo, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.